ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, thank Allah whenever He has allowed you or given you the opportunity to witness a season that is blessed, or to go to a place that is blessed, or to do something that is really going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Him for that. Ibrahim alayhi salam was instructed to build the Kaaba. Him and his son Ismail, may peace be upon them, built the Kaaba. When they were done, they said, Rabbana taqabbal minna. O our Lord, accept it from us. Innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. You are all hearing, all knowing. And they continued to supplicate when they were done with building the Kaaba. So they asked Allah to accept it from them. And they were thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because number one, you understood the instruction of Allah. Number two, Allah granted you the ability to fulfill it. And number three, Allah gave you the chance to witness it in order to fulfill it. You could have been dead before you witnessed the month of Ramadan. So when you enter the month of Ramadan, thank Allah that He allowed you to witness it. That's why prior to Ramadan, there is a dua, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, let us reach Ramadan. Grant us the reaching of Ramadan. Let us witness the month of Ramadan. Help us to get to Ramadan. That's a dua of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Why? Because it is a gift of Allah to reach the blessed season. The minute you entered Ramadan, you think, oh Allah, I thank you for allowing me to witness this month of Ramadan. I'm going to be serious. I'm going to do my work. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to change the way I speak, the way I dress, everything in order to please you and to synchronize it in a way that is proper. So my brothers and sisters, you thanked Allah for allowing you entry into the month, for example, and it could be the days of Hajj, it could be so many other things, blessed seasons. In fact, every day and night, we thank Allah for allowing us to see the evening, for allowing us entry into the day. If you look at the sunnah du'as, that's exactly what the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana. You know, all praise is due to Allah who has brought us back to life after we had the minor death known as sleep. بَعْدَمَا أَمَاتَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. And ultimately we're all going to return to Him. So, and then in the evening he would make another dua, also thanking Allah and saying, in your name we recline, and so on. There are so many sunnah du'as. But the point here is, the minute you appreciate that you've entered into this gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one thing that is certain is you value it much more than you would if you were not conscious of it being a gift. I know Ramadan is blessed. I know that Ramadan comes with a lot of goodness. So therefore, I'm conscious of it. And because of that consciousness, I'm going to make the most of it. And then what happens is, when you're in this blessed gift of Allah, you then need to make the most of it. I thank Allah for giving me the opportunity to go to the masjid. And I thank Allah for allowing me to pray. I'm normal, I'm standing, I'm sane, I've taken the time as an honor for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pray. And here I am, I want to thank Allah. I'm going to make the most of this. And when you're done, you thank Allah, you ask Him to accept it from you, you seek forgiveness, you send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you prepare for the next one. Subhanallah, you prepare for the next one. So when you are looking at Ramadan and what has happened in this beautiful month of Ramadan, you will find that we did a lot and we engaged in a lot of deeds. But what is going to happen thereafter? If we ask ourselves this beautiful question, what is going to happen after Ramadan? Well, I need to be grateful to Allah and thank Him. I sought forgiveness. I spent the nights in ibadah. I spent time in i'tikaf. For example, if you did, I read so much of Quran. I did so much of dhikr. I helped so many poor people. I changed some of my habits. I became more conscious of my dress code. I quit some of the things I used to listen to. I have started listening to more beneficial things. I have reached out to some of those whom I had petty arguments with and so on, and tried to make peace with people. You know what? You need to thank Allah for this. Gratitude. Gratitude is key. It is not you. It is Allah who allowed you and Allah who accepted it from you. Allah gave you the ability to do something. Now, if you go back to the story of Qarun, he was very intelligent. He was a strong businessman. He made a lot of money. He had so much of treasure, and he kept in his wealth, and he had them in huge treasures. His sin was that he said, "This was done by me and my brain," forgetting that the one who gave him the brain was Allah. Now, if you bring our little selves into that equation, sometimes we say, "Well, I did the deed, so surely I should be rewarded for it." That part of the statement has an element that is correct and valid, that you should be rewarded for deeds you did. But you need to thank Allah for giving you the ability to do it, for putting it in your heart. How many people have seen a lot of good causes in front of them, but they don't understand it. They've witnessed the cause and they don't want to be a part of it. Allah did not put it in their hearts to be a part of a certain cause. So when you go to them and explain to them, "This is a beautiful cause, we want you to donate or to participate," and they just don't see the light. It's not because they are bad, but it's because Allah does not want them to participate in it. So it's not in their hearts. Whether it's their fault or not, they might be doing other charities and not this particular one. It's just an example I'm giving. But the same applies to other acts of worship. Allah puts it in your heart, "Let me dress appropriately." Oh, that's a gift of Allah. For Allah to put it in your heart to do something is a massive gift of Allah Almighty. For Allah to put it in your heart to set aside a time for Quran every day is a huge gift. Make sure you use it and make sure you seize the opportunity, because sometimes He'll take it out of your heart. He's given it to you. He's dangled it for you for a long, long time. And because you turned away from Allah, that's it. Allah replaced you with someone else. Like He says, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. It's simple for Allah. If you're going to turn away, obviously, He gives you some time, but if you're going to turn away, He's going to replace you with others. You don't want to do the right thing. There are other people who are doing the right thing from the wrong thing. And this is why sometimes born Muslims do not appreciate the rulings and the religion and its details as much as people who have come in and reverted or converted to Islam. People don't see the light sometimes when they were born Muslims because they haven't compared it with the darkness. At times. But those who've seen the darkness and witnessed it, and they come out of it, they appreciate it and desperately want everyone else to see the light. And they appreciate it at times more than others. So this appreciation, when you tell yourself, "Allah has put it in my heart to do something and I got it done," I must thank Him. And I must continue praising Allah. Post Ramadan, many people dwindle. Many people don't do things. Remember, one of the biggest gifts of Allah, thank Him. Thank Him for the fact that He gave you an opportunity to fast and you fasted. If you missed a few fasts because of your journey, because of your sickness, because of menstrual cycle, or for a valid reason, remember to thank Allah. "Oh Allah, I thank you that you actually allowed us to abstain from fasting for these reasons, and you had mercy on us. You are the most merciful." Subhanallah. So you thank Allah and you make an intention to cover it up whenever you can by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is only if Allah puts it in your heart that you're able to do things. Similarly, if you make a trip to the Holy Lands, may Allah give us all the opportunity to visit again and again. Ameen. It costs a lot of money and it requires a lot of dedication and so on. People save up and they want to make the journey. But some people have the money and they don't even bother. Why? Because Allah did not put it in your heart. Some people are so wealthy and they are Muslims and they would never think about going even for Hajj, unfortunately. Very unfortunately. I had a brother many years ago, he passed away. May Allah forgive him and grant him Jannah, who told me, "Look, I'm old and I'm able and I have the wealth, but can I not just send someone else to do the Hajj for me? And I said, no, if you're able and you have the wealth, you're capable. Allah says, man istata'a ilayhi sabilan, you have to go yourself. You have to go, whether you like it or not. You're going to have to go and interact with all the people that are there, no matter who they are. Allah's going to put them in front of you to test you. These are your fellow brothers and sisters. You could have been in their positions regarding those who might be on a lower economic or financial level than you. But that doesn't mean you don't interact. Allah must put it in your heart, the love of fulfilling a deed. Then you fulfill it. So to go to the holy lands, number one is some people's hearts, it's just not in it. And then some people want to do it, but circumstances do not allow them. And then they give up. Truth is, make an effort and go. Subhanallah. Go. And thank Allah for accepting you. That's why when we enter this condition of ihram, where we go into make the pilgrimage, minor or major, the statement we declare is, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. What does it mean? Labbaik means, I am here at your service. I have responded to your call, O Allah. And here I am at your service, my Lord. Subhanallah. So we are enslaved in the sense that we are the slaves of Allah. We will do what He wants. We need to make an effort within what He has granted us. But remember, thank Him for giving you a mind and a heart and a soul that is inclined towards the goodness. Many people's minds and hearts and souls are inclined towards the wrong things. May Allah guide us all and remove us from the darkness. Bring us to the light. May Allah make it easier for us to fulfill goodness as Ramadan ends. May He make us use these blessed nights seeking forgiveness. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are most forgiving. You love to forgive. So forgive me. That's a powerful dua. If you achieve forgiveness by the month of Ramadan or by Laylatul Qadr, wallahi, you've achieved the biggest gift you could have achieved. That is what we should all be striving for. May Allah grant us forgiveness. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.